fire saying moving in front of. Okay, 6:10 will start leaving. I'll read the meeting rules quickly. Did you sign the attendance sheet?
Yes, she did. So did she knows what to do.
And you got Donna and Lori around.
Yeah.
Okay, there will be no public participation during the discussion by the Planning Commission during each item on the agenda. After discussing each item, the chair will ask the members of the commission that are ready to open the item for public comment. Anyone attending can comment and ask questions at this time. Each member of the public who wants to make a statement or ask a question has 3 minutes to do so. If they feel they have not had enough time to comment on the agenda item being discussed, then they can write a deposition and send it to the email address westmoreplancom@gmail.com. All comments and questions will be read and considered. The agenda will be read in full, and any new agenda items suggested by Planning Commission members can be added at this time. We will not strictly use Robert's Rules of Order, but any items that need approval will require a motion, a second to the motion, and a vote by the members. All business can be discussed after the new agenda items discussions are finished. Okay, I'm going to read the agenda. Any additions to anybody or anything to add to? Okay, number one is the discussion of the town plan update process. The second is Westmore Housing, which is part of the update process, but I'm bringing up specific things that have happened in the last few years that we thought needed changing. And then the last one is just Planning Commission's role in development. Old business, I have hazard mitigation update. I mean, just to announce that it's now available on the, it's pretty good because we get to see something now. Are you using maps for that? Okay.
We don't have so we're not doing like new GIS maps per se, but we're referring to existing maps for like, there's known hazard the rock slides around Pisgah. Those have all been mapped. The obviously the river corridors, things like that, the existing floodplain maps, that sort of thing. We obviously we do talk about, and we still have sort of an ongoing discussion about sort of these new updated FEMA maps, and that, that's referenced, just to ensure that. We revisit sort of the mapping work that's been done and that mapping process to make sure it's accurate and to give folks the opportunity to, rebut where, they may have been mapped as being in the flood zone, and it may not be accurate. So, individuals have an opportunity to also, individual residents have an opportunity also to kind of to correct, some of those mapping discrepancies.
Well, that's what they sent the early maps out for us to get feedback. So yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All
All
right.
provisional.
Let's start with a discussion of the town plan update process. Now, I went over the list that they gave us, that Alice and Lowell gave us, and I'm going to go through it item by item. And what I thought, what it meant and what our duties are to do this.
Did you send that out already or to us or?
We got this at the last meeting.
Oh, okay.
This
Oh,
is
right.
the
Yep.
this is the Westmore Plan
Yep.
consultation, July 9th, 2000. No, that's the date adopted was July 9th, 2018, and the new one's going to be 2/26. We have till next July. So we got time. So the first item was future land use maps, and there the Regional Planning Commission is tasked with the developing of these new maps in accordance with Act 181. And 181 is like on the housing bill. It's in that it affects Act 250, and it has, I'm going to abbreviate this, but it's historically Act 250 jurisdiction thresholds were townwide. They're changing all that to three tiers. Well, the first tier is it's a flood zone or it's a bad area. It needs work. They have to do something there. Tier two is based on it's going to stay the same rules, everything, Act 250 and everything is same. Tier three is a new tier that is to designate lands that are kind of hyper 250. In other words, they're going to look very seriously at these lands because they have resources that are valuable. And they now the Regional Planning Commission is not going to have anything to do with that. I shouldn't say anything. I'll probably get a lot of feedback from them. So, but it's the new what do they call it, the land use board. Land Use Review Board is the name of it.
Well, this is part of Act 181 right here, isn't it?
Well,
So that's part
that's,
of the future land use
yeah,
mapping,
and I think
right?
that's the one the regional people did. But no, actually, it depends on where.
No, and there was a whole methodology for how they did this. They explained
Right,
that at the last
right,
meeting. I'm pretty
right.
sure, they look at density and populations and where there's important infrastructure, stuff like that. Villages to be built out, village centers. So I think this is all part of that schema, isn't it?
It
Yeah.
is, yeah. And the green part, like that's the dark green, is like lands,
Conservation.
yeah, conservation areas,
Yeah, rural conservation.
yeah. And that's the area that will be tier three, but it'll be decided, it'll be delineated by the Land Use Review Board. And that's one thing, and we'll talk about that later, but that's one thing you really kind of want to be in on. And actually, you're the one that probably, because of being a forester and stuff, will be more involved in that than other people.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been talking a bit about Act 181 with the regional planning commissions, and it's interesting too. I think there's I don't know that the sort of the jury is out, so to speak, in terms of like what the different designations mean. Like they basically are required to come up with like a plan to how to do this plan. And
Right.
with that, like more definitions around some of these like categories and stuff like that. So I think it's still like very much a work in progress. Like I think the act kind of gives this
Yeah,
directive to
and
the
that's it.
regional planning commissions.
What I think is, if they sent these things out, is take a look and see, because we're going to get the permanent ones, and when they want feedback. Now, I had a great idea last night. I was thinking of what we can do with this, and Pam said, "Well, why don't you get the Westmore Association involved? Why don't we work with the Path Forward people? Because they're working with like walking paths, the Westmore Association people are working with preserving, and doing with the town forest." And so this is.
Yeah, so embedding these new goals and objectives that have come out of some of this planning work, it seems like that would be important, to
Yeah, I
reflect
mean,
on in the revised town plan.
I would like to get in touch with them in the next couple of weeks before our next meeting and say, here's the things in the town plan that are going to affect, that we might want to change because things are changing around here, and what we considered valuable land and not valuable land may have changed over the time. And we should get some feedback into people who are familiar with it. And that's why I think like the Westmore Association and the Path Forward people are looking at hiking paths and forests and everything like that.
Oh yeah. Yep. There's
So
also Act 59, which is there's an overlap here with, that act that was passed, not this past legislative session, but the session before that. And that's the stuff that VHCB is working on, Vermont Conservation Housing Board. And it's and there's like I don't know how much it completely interacts with 181, but there's like overlap there between what they are intended to do. I think Act 59 is more geared towards the conservation planning that you're talking about, versus the housing and sort of more of the economic development stuff, which Act 181 I think is intending to do with some of the changes to Act 250 and stuff like that.
I see, like, when we're talking about housing and stuff, the things they're talking about is resources that we don't want to disturb, and animal corridors is another thing. And I guess we have those already delineated, but I don't know if they're going to change them or if things have changed.
A lot of this too is based on, so there's a mapping tool that the Agency of Natural Resources put out there a long time, actually decades ago now, I think. Maybe not decades, but at least 10 years, I think. But it's called BioFinder. It's called Vermont Conservation Design. But a lot of the conservation areas that are mapped here are based on that, and they're based on where there's, I think it's, there's different criteria that they use for the different tiers, but it's like intact landscape and wildlife corridors and different natural community types and stuff like that. Are rare, threatened, and endangered species, and there's a whole slew of criteria that they use to do that mapping stuff. That they it's called BioFinder, and it's based on Vermont Conservation Design.
Now, I think, like working with the other groups and stuff, that we probably should become familiar with a lot of that when we go through the town plan. It's like, do we want to change anything in that? And then again, working with the other groups, or maybe the county forester,
Well, yeah, for sure. But yeah, thinking about like the fact that we have the the path forward and all the focus too on like recreation and where to try to, and I think those become goals and objectives too, right? And I thought some of the concern brought up at the last meeting when Allison was here was how we, how do we incorporate, I think, some of those newer, planning things that efforts that have been underway, to and should be featured in the town plan, given that they're more updated thinking. But when Peggy Zimmer was here and she's talking about, we need to pursue some of these grants, that maybe could, I don't know, create some of these recreational pathways and things like that. But I don't know how you do that. Like we don't have a whole lot of extra room on
That'll be
the
nice. Well,
block.
that's one of the things is, Bill Perkins, when I was with him over at the cottage here, we were talking about getting a linear path, and he pointed up this way, and I don't know that area, and not for walking. I mean, I don't know if I thought I'd be walking in somebody's backyard all the time, but he was saying maybe we can get something up around here. So it might be possible.
Well, but still, those are good parts, elements of the town plan that we need to revisit, right? It's like part of that process. Yeah.
So these are just ideas I had on the one.
Just
Now,
like.
the village center thing, we can use that. That's the next item. Please note the future 181 requires a designated village center in nearly all communities.
That's in red.
And is that goes up Hinton Hill there, right?
Yep, it does.
And then what's the other section? Is that La Crosse Farm, or is that
It must be because this is Long Pond Road right here. That's the southern border,
That
sort
is ends of the story,
of. Yeah. And this must be, yeah, it must be ag. Well, that's rural general. But I imagine that must be part of the.
What's that yellow gold space in there?
Says rural general.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, it's, this is the same. This is like just a. This is the same thing. It's just blown up over here, showing the village center. Yep.
And I think rural general just means it's mostly resident and not much businesses, but it's more densely populated than the that's what I'm looking at by where it is. is more densely populated
Yeah,
than
I'm
not.
sure that has to do with population density and
Yeah.
stuff like that.
I think too at the meeting, Allison said that it could be extended, like along sort of considering North Beach,
Yeah,
like
she also.
having it be a little more inclusive with the designation.
Now,
I
they
think,
also
and
said.
that's.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just thinking, that we did talk about how that would speak to the potential for future grants. And like, for instance, there's a that whatever we call it, Better Connections, the
Yeah,
trans
that's the term
grant.
she used because you
That's
can use that.
one.
Right.
And you have to be, was it a designated as a tier two community?
So you have to start as a tier one.
But I think if we want to be
Oops.
eligible for some of those criteria, I think we actually need to try to go for the tier two
Well,
designation.
I don't think it's tier two. Tier two is the designation for tier one is where it's a danger zone. In other words, it's a
No, he's
set
talking
kind
about
of
no,
central
different,
designation. No,
just
but
different.
it's not, it's level two or something.
It's a different tier framework,
Oh, it
actually.
is, okay.
Yeah.
They call it tier one and
So what
tier
you're
two.
talking about is 181,
Yeah.
but this is the town's actually the town status,
Yeah.
as far as and if you do so many different things, I think it gives you like an elevated status to be eligible for additional grants. That's
Yeah.
how I
Okay.
remember
Yeah,
hearing it.
that's right. Yeah. I was just thinking of the
But I
terminology,
think
but
they
you're
just,
sure.
yeah, we're getting those
I
in
actually I went
a
on the websites just to check the terminology, and they did call it level one or step one, level two, step
Oh,
three.
It was the steps,
Yeah, okay. I was
not
trying to, I
tiers.
was getting confused with all the Yeah, that's why
every those
just
minutes I was on a lot of
trying to
websites.
distinguish between tier one and level one because
Yeah.
they mean different things.
Yeah,
But
you're right. No, it's.
it sounds like we get level one as soon as the district plan gets approved.
Right.
That's almost an automatic now, so then it's figuring out if they can
Right.
get it
They are
required.
giving every
That's right.
small town village a village center, if it's at all possible. So that's what they figured ours would be.
That's right, because we would have to have the village center to be eligible for the step two or level two.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, that's the it says here that the designation is not a regulatory one, and it becomes automatic when the regional plan is approved by the Land Use Review Board. At a minimum, this designation allows owners of income-producing properties to apply for tax credits for certain reinvestment of structures built before 1983. One year kind
1900.
of. Is that before 1983?
That
Yeah, no, see, you can get most.
good.
Yeah, now this is another thing that I want to kind of, because this goes into the town plan too. The next thing is non-point runoff in tactical basin planning. This section and the transportation section should be updated to reflect progress to date, including the road erosion inventory. Now, Dan Sicard's going to know all that
Oh
stuff.
yeah.
And
No,
he works with the select, but he doesn't work with us at all.
we have to participate in the Municipal Road General Permit Program, and that's what that addresses right there. And so you have to do a road erosion inventory in order to be eligible for those grants, and Dan is on top of it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no, I hear
he
him
is.
talk all the time at meetings. Now, the thing is this going to, and I'll ask Allison, but I'd rather like, rather than NDVA determine what we put in the town plan, like to get some feedback from like Dan in the select board.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I
Yeah.
think you guys should get involved in any changes. Like at the NDVA says, this is what you should put. We should, well, wait a minute, let us check.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
let us
Well,
check with you guys, Dan.
no, we want local knowledge first and foremost.
Yeah,
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's another thing I saw there. I thought that would be
Well, we should be eligible to get, and it should be, I think it's coming available like at the end of July, but the municipal planning grant,
yeah,
is
the
that? It
NCCD.
is,
Yeah. Yeah, I
yep.
don't know.
And then we would, but then we would have the ability to either, I think, and I don't know if it's you sort of, subcontract that work out to, but that's where the Regional Planning Commission can play a bigger role in also helping to
Right.
guide the the process of updating the plan.
I think that's how, you know, because I know that in the past there was always a grant that paid NVDA to help us
That's
write
what
up.
I think
And
it
that's,
is.
I think that's
It's
what
the
it is.
municipal planning grant.
So we, you know, I don't know the process of applying for that, but you know, I just have to ask Allison that we should be
Well,
able to get that.
and Allison's, the impression I got from her is that we would be very, very much eligible, just because, you know, there's a great need, that we have to get our plan, reapproved or readopted by, you know, this time next year.
Yeah.
And that time's going to go quickly. So I think that she felt like that it would be a priority in terms of
I
getting
think
the grant if
the
we
application
eventually.
is like August, September of this year. It gets
I
approved in
sent you,
December.
yeah,
Yeah,
I sent you the
so
link to it.
yeah, I put the link in the minutes too, Ethan.
Okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
thank you.
And yeah, so I think, you know, we have to plan on doing that next month.
Yeah,
So
no doubt. Yeah.
I'll get in touch with her and get a better idea
I'm
of that.
happy to work on that too.
Yeah, that's good. That would then they talk about the now we're applying for the National Flood Insurance Program, I'm sure. And that she talks about the drainage system and the, you know, erosion and flooding and all that. Now, you know, I was thinking we don't have a problem. That obviously we do have some problem with that because it's I mean we haven't in the past, so that doesn't mean we're not going to in the future. But it hasn't been a major problem other than the local, like your driveway. Other people's driveway,
Yeah.
sure.
Well,
Backyards.
I get it.
Yeah, you get it.
But my problem is, and I don't know if we can address that, is the water has come down off Long Pond for so many years. It's built up a big sandbar
So everything backs it up.
and just dams everything up. And the state doesn't want to get involved digging that up. But that's what I have a problem with.
Yeah. Well, that might be a problem.
Well, that's one of the things we do try to address in the hazard mitigation plan is trying to slow the stormwater down like higher up so that it doesn't just become a fire hose by the time it gets down here. Because
Yeah.
that's part of the
Up down,
problem.
down, 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 and levels out.
Yeah. And that's what happened, you know, over here last summer, right? Up by Stony Brook and
Yeah.
like those
All
other
blown.
places that got blown, they all got blown out up through
Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
But it
Yeah.
was just all the water came down at once and
Well,
yeah.
where Millbrook comes out is bad because Ministerbrook joins it right
Yeah, above me, yeah.
just before
A double whammy,
it gets to
yeah.
your yard, yeah. So I mean it's like coming down hard and then
Yeah.
it gets the fire
I mean,
hose, right?
even boulders go running
Oh,
down
yeah.
in
Yep.
an
They
area.
do. Yeah.
Oh, big boulders.
Yeah.
Not a good day to slide and think.
No, we get that down our brook too.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can hear them. I can hear noise.
We're getting like a sandbar out in front of our place now too that
Oh
never used to be there before. Yeah.
yeah. I think that
Do you think that'll
contributes.
back up too?
Well, it's just been, I think, you know, just these increasing heavy rain events and you know, just again trying to figure out, you know, instead of trying to just direct all the, you know, the runoff directly into the brook, trying to see if we could, you know, can't spread it out here and there and I try to at least attenuate the flows a little bit. I mean, that's part of the strategy. That's actually what this municipal roads general permit, this program is designed to do too. It's supposed to, you know, keep ditches maintained and culverts, like cross culverts maintained and turnouts, things like that, where they can, you know, that can be improved. But just also, yeah, looking to put in, you know, if you can put in like little check dams or things like that, just to slow the water down. Like there's funding, there's basically grants to do that because it does help stop like the erosion and stuff like that. But the more we can kind of identify that as a town plan, you know, goal or strategy, then that also speaks to more grant funding, I think, you know.
Yeah. All right, it talks about, you know, the new maps and they're coming out and and for us, like, we have to make sure this would be a bylaw thing, but there has to be a 50-foot vegetation buffer in these streams so, you know, we don't take away the roots and everything and rips the side of the stream down and then.
Isn't there one already?
There is,
There is,
yeah.
yeah.
Just
There
have
is,
to
yeah.
make sure that we keep that in there, maybe.
I mean, that's more of a zoning bylaw thing, but I mean,
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean.
Yeah. The zoning bylaws are basically the laws that are supposed to support the upkeep
The
of the
goals and the
town
objectives
plan.
of the
So
town plan.
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I put in, some changes that we want to make. And then the Emergency Relief Assistance Fund. It says we don't have all the required measures for receiving level funding under the ERAF, which is the Emergency Relief Assistance Fund. And we might want to consider.
That's also something we identified in the hazard mitigation plan, is the ERAF. That's what we call it, but
Yeah.
it basically decreases the town's liability and cost share for disaster events. Like if
Yeah.
you have like certain things criteria checked, but there's
Yeah.
like five things I think that you're supposed to do, and one is having an updated hazard mitigation plan. So,
Okay.
and another one's having an emergency management plan. So we already have, we'll have the readopted hazard mitigation plan here again soon. And,
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that's one thing we should make sure that we take care of when we're doing something. Now, this is one thing, highest priority interior forest blocks. It says the Westmore Land Use Plan. I've never seen anything identified as the.
that's what this was looks
Is
like.
that it?
This
Yep.
is a future land use map.
Okay.
But I think that
Well, we have
there
that
are
one
some
with all
maps
the
in the,
dots on it. Yeah,
yeah, I
it's pretty
think,
useless.
yeah, you can't
Yeah.
really see much of what's going on with that, but
Yeah, but
yeah.
that's what it is. That's all.
I think that must be what she's referring to here,
Yeah,
but I don't know.
that makes sense. I mean, it's
I mean, that's what
the
all that dark green stuff is that we were just talking
land
about.
use. Yeah.
Well, the interior forest blocks or whatever. And it doesn't, as I understand it, that's not intended to be any regulatory tool. I think it, no.
Well, I think it is in the fact that, like, what they want to do, and this, again, the next thing is housing that she talked about, and I want to go over that, but if we take land and somebody buys a big piece of land and they want to put housing up there, that's when these maps, the tiers and all that stuff comes in. It's like, where do you, it's like right now, we just say, oh, is it okay with Act 250? But, like, if it's tier two, then yeah, it's Act 250. At tier three, they're saying, wait, this is very, very
Sensitive,
natural, more sensitive.
ecologically
So
sensitive.
it's not the old 250 that would be applied
Right.
anymore. That's the idea that I'm
Well,
getting at.
you're absolutely right, because I mean these designations are intended to make it easier for denser
Right,
infilling and
exactly.
development, right?
Right.
And yeah, no, that may and that's where they're trying to lighten up Act 250's role and
Right.
responsibility.
If you're going to build here,
Exactly.
not
Yeah,
up
they're trying to make it remove some barriers to make denser infilling and where there's already dense development, I think.
yeah, that's actually what the housing says. In accordance with Act 8181, the Regional Planning Commission is required to set housing targets, the majority of which are intended for growth areas such as downtowns, village centers, and neighborhoods. The majority of targets will be intended for our largest communities. The smaller towns will have a share in the targets. The targets are not yet available. We have a plan recommendation on page 64 to ensure your zoning regulations do not discriminate against affordable housing. The passage of the HOME Act in 181 elevates for this need. Now, here's the passage of the pages there. We don't have much. The 64 is, here's our. It says, number four, ensure the current zoning bylaw does not needlessly discriminate against affordable housing through requiring excessive lot size or building standards. That's it. So, I mean, I don't know if we have to add on that or that's enough for, I trying to think of the future and, if housing, we have people moving up here and they want, well, we do have people moving up and they're want housing, but most of them are taking cottages and turning them into permanent homes. Or like with McDonald last year, he took an accessory dwelling and turned it into, or he made an accessory dwelling for more housing. And that's one of the ways we're going to get more housing. But do we really have any areas that can like put four or five houses up? I know Alan's
Well,
doing it.
that's what Act 250 was designed to do. And actually, we had to, when we have a piece of trust property that we subdivided, and we had to do it twice because you're not allowed to subdivide into more than five lots. Otherwise, you are subject to Act 250. And so we, in order to like get, and this is my own personal, situation, but we subdivided our property, I think around 2000 into five lots. And then I don't know, 10 or 15 years later, we subdivided again into a couple more lots, and so that the families all had sort of, a parcel. I'm the only one who's ever built anything on any one of those parcels,
Okay, they're not
but it
no housing
wasn't
at all, no cottage or camp or anything.
my house is the only one on this particular piece of land that we subdivided, And again, I think that at the time that we did that back in like 2000. We knew that we would be subject to Act 250 if we tried to subdivide it into more than five lots. So, and five and the Act 181 was also supposed to address this because for any contractor or developer, they're not allowed to do multiple 5-unit subdivisions within a 5-year period within the same town. And like there was some like rule, there was some restriction on like contractors being able to. How many projects they're able to do. And so I think that Act 181 is supposed to address that too, to make it easier for contractors to do like more of those types of multiple housing developments.
Now, I also, the
But
sort of, I,
that's going to be
there,
driven by the market though,
well,
that
that,
not
yeah.
it's not, giving a directive on any town to allow that. I don't
Now, is
think.
any kind of a, do you, as a family, have any kind of association deal, like you can't sell out of the family or do anything like that?
Nothing
Nothing
like
like that?
that. No.
But I've also heard the term as five lot towns and 10 lot towns.
Was it 5-acre towns and 10-acre
It
towns?
could be.
That might be because it, yeah, they talk a lot about it. Used to be that 10-acre zoning was a thing because if you had a 10-acre parcel, you didn't
Act
have to get a
250.
zoning permit, you didn't have to get a septic system permit. So a lot of towns have 10-acre parcels and they were like divided as like spaghetti lots is what people call them because they'd be long rectangular parcels right off the roadways. And it was intended to avoid having to get a septic system permit. Because if you had 10 acres or more, you didn't have to get a septic system
Or an Act
permit
50 permit.
or an Act 250 permit. And so I think all those rules changed around 2007 is my recollection. But, 10-acre, 5-acre, 10-acre towns. It was mainly, that whole thinking was around trying to avoid having to go through, a stricter regulatory process, as I understand it.
I know Alan was struggling with that for. Wow, it is 5 hours. We should. I'd like to find out more about that. Let's see. What kind of housing we can expect around here if we're going to increase housing? It'll be. I mean, you got five lots that are possible houses around you, or four lots, right? And those are actually building lots.
I mean, you'd have to get all the permits now
They're
to
all an
do it.
acre, 40,000 square feet or more.
Oh yeah, they're all conforming lots. I think they're all around. They're either between 1 and 2 acres, but they're all conforming lots.
The pilots are 40,000, I think, plus name 43 something, 1,000
Forty-three
trees.
thousand.
And then so just under an acre. So, but I think we should look into that too, is like, looking in the next 8 years, because that's how long this is going to last. What kind of housing can we expect, to go up in Westmore? And How should it be regulated? Just keep the same thing if
Well,
we
I
do
think it's
more?
all going to be market driven, though. I don't know that, we would want necessarily want to try to. I mean, we want to guide it, but that's what this is all
Yeah, I
going to
think
do,
that's,
exactly, is guide where, you'd want to focus sensor development. But
Now the energy plan was the next one, and I looked into that, but it's basically we have pretty good bylaws now for industrial solar screening, and we have pretty good rules, I mean, for the ridge lines and the windmills. I mean, there's windmill would be tough to put up, but and because it's pretty obvious almost if they put it up high enough to get wind, then it's going to be a disaster.
people all like it.
No, well, it's not only they won't like it, it basically will, like the
Lose.
national natural landmarks are gone, or everything would be really bad. So
Yeah.
I don't think, and
Oh.
we have pretty good bylaws for
I
that.
mean, all the old farms used to have little windmills to,
Yeah.
run the water
Water,
pump,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
And they can still do that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's
That's
not on the,
an
like there's
agricultural
a limit in
use.
height and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's not, that's a little different than having a,
Well, any industrial size thing has to go through the PUC,
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. So the thing that we can do, this is, this is when you update the plan, there is a new data on weatherization, which is really important. And I don't think it's whether weatherization is good or bad, it's whether we can convince people that it's good for them. It'll save them money, it'll save energy, it'll do all this stuff, because people tend not to want to put an expense into that, because what I've seen in a couple programs that I ran, and the other is rooftop solar, that they encourage that it would lower the energy use in this in the town if more people got rooftop solar. So, but that's, I don't think anything we would change. We would encourage that stuff, but I don't think we'd change bylaws or anything to enforce anything.
I'm thinking of doing that.
No.
Yeah.
So,
People will do what they can afford to do and what's a priority for them. yeah, if I can save money, I'll.
yeah. Yeah. Well, the other thing that you can do that is, a couple of state programs have been, Vermont had it for a long time. I don't think any shred of it's left, but Connecticut had it for a long time too, was where you take a program, you approach people actually, and you tell them that they can take out a loan for rooftop solar, and that they will pay the loan at their present energy use cost. In other words, if you're paying $100 a month for electricity, then they'll give you solar, enough solar to produce that much electricity, and you'll pay $100 a month.
For how long?
Well, it's usually 7, 8 year loan. And that's, it's like, oh, well, suppose electricity costs go down. I mean, it never went down, it always went up, but you still paid $100 a month. It didn't, your loan didn't go up when the cost of electricity was went up.
You talking about Connecticut or Vermont?
Vermont had that for a while.
Well, they have grants through Efficiency Vermont,
Yeah,
right?
that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard about what you're talking about though.
That was it wasn't it hasn't been around for years,
Okay.
but and maybe it was different, but they said, oh yeah, we used to be able to do that here when I told them about Connecticut and that plan. So
Yep.
Well, Green Mountain Power, I mean, they still do net metering for people who have rooftop solar,
Well,
so that makes it
I do net meter, yeah.
that makes it economical, right? You do it through Vermont
I
Electric Co-op or
no,
through
I do go through
Four
Park.
Lanes? Huh.
Yeah, and it's not great because it would be good, but then people say, oh, we're paying for your electricity because you have to go on the grid and get it and all this kind of stuff. But the problem with it is I pay for $19, 19 cents a kilowatt hour or something like that. And when I generate electricity and they use it, they pay me 1.3 cents. So I don't, if I'm making electricity during a peak time and I have to borrow some, or it's a cloudy day and I have to borrow some, I pay a lot more money. Plus, because now I have a lot of electric stuff, I go over the 100 kilowatt hour thing. So now it goes up to 28 cents for anything I use over 100 kilowatt hours. So it's not a great deal. No, it's I like it because I'm using solar electricity, but that's about it.
That's saving a lot of
Not saving a lot of money.
money.
No,
Especially
not
when it's
well.
cloudy. Especially when it's
Well,
cloudy
let's
months or
say
years.
during the winter. Yeah. When it's fog. Yeah.
It's snowy.
And snowy.
Well,
Yeah, well,
that's
that's
the trouble with
happened.
the rooftop ones.
Yeah.
Snow, yeah.
And then the last thing is just, the whole thing about that it should be equity and sharing environmental burdens. And that I think that's more to do with towns where people live in poor sections because that's where the coal mine was or something, and the pollution. And I don't think Westmore has any discriminatory
I
area.
think part of this had to do too with, a lot of the manufactured home communities were built like right on the riverbanks. They're built in floodplains, and they're the most susceptible to flooding. Like in during Irene, we saw a lot of mobile home parks get washed out.
Yeah, it was mobile homes. Yeah. Yeah, they attract tornadoes too.
Yeah.
Tornadoes.
But that's, I mean,
Floods.
that's so that part of it is just like, yeah, the least expensive real estate is going to be, the most affordable for, those disadvantaged populations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if something like, I don't know, Duggan built that. It was kind of a. Took an old bus and turned it into a home on her land. Now is that, it's a nice piece of land, but is she at a disadvantage anyway? I don't know.
Yeah, I was not seeing the connection there, but I mean, she did what was affordable, or rather, her son did what was affordable for him,
Right.
because she didn't really have much to do with
Yeah.
paying for it, I don't think.
No. Right. That's pretty much, just getting overdue. But Pam, can you give us like we were talking about how the path forward in the Westmore Association does things like with the forests
Yeah.
and the water and all that. And we were suggesting ways to get them involved and
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, because he was going through all this town plan stuff. There's a lot for you folks to look at, but people are doing things like, the Westmore Association is very active in trail maintenance, the lake water quality, and then there's two path forward groups. The group I'm involved in is more like hands-on, let's just, home builders in the cottage and or have outings, but the other group is really looking at the big picture with recreation, and they were very interested in getting our minutes from the last one. They really would like to be involved. So I
Oh,
thought,
okay, I
and
didn't
why
know that.
I just think about when I was on the Westmore Association board, we would have like a subcommittee for something. So you didn't have to be on the board. And so just how could we figure out a way to do have like liaisons and be able to work together? Because those are groups that are really working hard, and even I think they should be involved in looking at the town plan and how they can support it and give us information we can use. Because again, like you said, people are, it's like feet on the ground. So,
Oh yeah, no, I wholeheartedly agree. I mean, We should, the town should be working closely with, and I think that we do. I mean, with the Westmore Association and with this more recent effort with the Path Forward, it seems like that, yeah, there's much more kind of communication
Oh, I think
going
so.
on. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying. We should do a little outreach with them and say, we're changing the town plan. I mean, we're writing a new town plan. Would you like to be involved and give them the areas that
Oh, yeah.
they could help? I think that would help us,
That'll be
go
great
forward.
to include that, some of that visioning that came out of all that community planning effort, it seems
Well,
like.
that's what it was. What does the town want to do in the future? And that's what the town plan is supposed to
Exactly,
do. So, as I figured, it makes a lot of sense. So,
I'll find out when the next Westmore Association meeting is.
Yeah.
And
Well, our meeting's the fourth Tuesday of the month, so in August it'll be
But I just thinking
20th,
of some of those,
24th.
a lot of the folks on that board now are year-round people. That's kind of shifted from back in the old
Yeah, well,
days,
that's,
but they're not all. But most are at this point, I think. More than half, anyway. And the same thing, the Path Forward is a combination, like the person that heads the Path Forward group that's looking kind of at the big picture is Kristen Farrell, who doesn't live here. But they just do Zoom meetings, and she's been kind of their chairperson.
Okay. All right.
But Peggy's really involved in that.
Zimmer, as they say. We'll see.
All right.
How do you want to proceed with that? Do you want it to invite them to your next meeting?
I
You
would
want to have a special meeting? It's have an action plan.
actually, I was thinking you
I'll do it. I just
could.
want to know what you want me to do. I don't mind
Well,
doing it.
I want to do an outreach to those groups to say we are just the state, make the statement we're rewriting the town plan and hand them some of this information. I can write something up for you as to the areas that they're going to change, like Tom Forrest and working with land use. And we'll be looking at water quality and
Yeah,
all
I'd
those
be
things
happy to do that.
and how they're going to use the land and how they want to get involved in the town plan.
I guess I'd like to just know, like now, reaching out in the next week, then what's the next step you want? Do you want to have them come to a joint discussion?
Maybe at the
And
next meeting.
you want to wait till the next meeting?
Well, if unless there's some kind of urgency where we think we should, like the urgency could be half of the room moving out in September, going back home.
They'll be here in August.
Well, they'll be
Trying
here in August. Yeah. So, I mean, that would be an
to pick
emergency.
who's
Now, if they're
out.
not leaving until October, then we're not an emergency. We'll have another, But yeah, if any key people had couldn't be here, then
Right. And I
they
mean,
could.
I think it would be smart to ask them to designate a person. Like, we don't, unless there's two people that really just have a burning desire. I think one representative from each group is probably
Oh
good. So
yeah.
that would
And it'd be
make
more
it
just
easier.
sharing information.
I bet you Peggy will be the one from the Path Forward, so she's here all tonight.
Okay. So, yeah, that would. Yeah, I think the first thing is just outreach, get a meeting. I can you or you guys can review too. Just what do you think they could help with, and then. Say, here's some things that,
Well, there already is some like very specific sort of outcomes related to that, right? I mean, I know there was stuff that was written up about it. So it seems like that maybe there would be a way to just see how to best to integrate some of that into the town plan. If there was like, vision, goal, objectives, or strategies, things like that.
How should the town look in the future? How
Well,
would people want it to look?
that's what they've been
Well, that's
talking
two
about.
different things. That's the thing. People want it to be the way it always was. It's not going to be the way it always was.
Things are changing.
But there should also be, that focus on economic development too. I mean, obviously we are growing, and there is a lot more sort of little stuff
That's
popping up here and there, and
our main problem.
yeah, it's hard
Oh,
though.
it's the last problem.
It's people don't really like to think about how different the future is going to be. We already see climate change,
Let's not bring that up yet.
refugees here now, and so it's just
Yeah, I don't want to talk
look
about
at
that now.
all the
Let's move to
I'll
that.
get off my
All the
soapbox.
people flocking up to the lake.
Oh my gosh, whatever.
Let's anybody in the public want to down or very daring to say about the topic of the town plan update process?
No, only to underscore how important I think it is to include the town people and contributing how the plan update should go along. Very good. I think that was a really good point. I don't know, but I don't really, I'm just a member of the Westmore Association, or myself would be willing to do some outreach for them, but I don't think I have the connections that perhaps you do, Pam.
Well, I think, we'll all work together,
Yeah. I only have connections with the people in the Western Association who are involved in lake sports. Yeah. So I could drop that until, we've got an update going on. How do you appreciate your input? Yeah, but I can just underscore, I think it's most important to include the town people in what we're doing.
Well, as we get closer to actually writing the plan, we any changes we make require to hear. So yeah, that's part of the process. Now, I hope we're getting through these groups that are working on this. This is one way to incorporate the town people too. I mean, they're the ones that have chosen to do this. So, and they talk to lots of people, so it spreads it out quite a bit. Just get in touch with the Westmore Association and the outreach and the Path Forward group. So yeah. Okay, good.
Thanks for asking. Yeah.
All right, now let's now the next thing item on the agenda is Westmore housing, and we talked a little bit about housing. What do we expect in the future, and how should we be involved in that? You said it's market driven, which is true. I mean, if people are coming up here and they're looking for housing, I mean, the first thing that happens, the rich people come up because they can afford to move. So, they won't have trouble because they can buy land, they can buy a house, they can live in. But then it's like, how do we provide housing for the
Working
guy?
class and
Yeah, the electrician who wants to come up here. He's got good business. I mean, there's plenty of room for an electrician or a plumber or a tradesman. But they can't find a reasonable place to live. It's like he needs a 1,200 square foot house and, got two kids and a wife, and it's like that's really hard to find around here. So, that's what we start looking at that, or we have to consider, because that's the type of housing that's going to be, I see, in demand in the future. John Zimmer, though, said that they did a survey of the state, and the state's going to increase in population in the next 5 years, except for the Northeast Kingdom, because there's no jobs here. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I think, because I just see the demand that people are looking for
Well,
housing up
people
here.
can't find houses. That's
Why we're not growing.
like the loop, right? It's a vicious cycle that, people can't move up here because they can't find any place, and they can't afford to buy what's available.
People can't expand businesses because they can't get help. Yeah, that's the big thing too. I mean, there's going to be wall bales. The biggest problem, I got to find somebody to paint wall bales before I can put my deck up.
Oh, yeah. They are.
And no, I heard that. Well, George Grady up the road here, his hot water heater broke, and he can't find a plumber. We've been looking for months. Finally, he signed up with, was it Blanchard? Was that
I think
it?
it was Landry. He's used Fred's forever, but they weren't even calling him back. They're so busy. Same thing, Ellie, too. Ellie's used Fred's always, and she ended up having the guy that did the cottage come and fix her plumbing.
Yeah, or she had a well
He
problem.
had a couple minutes. It's getting really hard.
So, we could use a few more tradesmen with him. And again, as the population grows, you need more people to take care of your houses and
Sure, for
And
teachers too, like the
well, that's
teachers
another thing.
they
George,
came to
yeah.
place
George
to
Grady's a good example too. And George had a problem, but he always took care of that stuff himself. And now he's old.
visiting nurses, healthcare, same thing. You
Yeah.
can't find anybody. The folks that are working in our healthcare centers are from the deep south, and they're just living in like really temporary type of living situations.
Yeah, hotel rooms or something like
Yeah.
that. Yeah. So anything, and then the other thing that came up with in the last few years, the short-term rental thing keeps coming up, and we've gone over this and over this, and I have applications about what PERC uses, and been to seminars, and it's really hard to make it practical for Westmore. So, I mean, we keep going over this. Like, we can get registration, but then we can't enforce it. It's like you can do questionnaires, but is it safety? Is it going to be noisy? And all that. But they can answer anything they want. And then if it is noisy, we call police. But
Where
yeah,
are
so I mean, we've run into problems with that, and I think that our plan of just watching what the state does is probably good. And I think because this place has so many places, like your place, they've been doing short-term rentals for forever. And it's owner-based, owner-occupied land. And it's not a big corporation. And that's the best thing. Like, if you've got a little house and you're a thing, you rent it out and you live next door, or you're renting out your second floor to vacationers, that's not a problem.
if you're there.
If you're there, yeah. I mean, that's the best. The worst is in a crowded neighborhood, multiple houses, with the owner not there. I mean, that's fraternity buys or rents all 4 houses, blows away 3 days of drinking, Now the other thing is, boathouses, we ran into this, that our language says you can repair, like the other things, you can repair them, and as they are all, boathouses are no longer allowed, so they're all grandfathered in to the non-conforming houses. And Rance wanted to put a second floor in that boathouse, and our bylaws basically said it was not more than 50%, you can do that. But the state, you can't. But we, according to our bylaws, that's not true, except our jurisdiction also ends at the shoreline. And this is over the water. So should we,
See,
that's one of the things we should talk about, is should we change that law to say
yeah, the town can't trump the state as far as
no,
having that authority, so.
no. But should we put something in our bylaws, so when the guy, when a builder or something looks, he's gonna say, oh, I can't do that.
But that's the bylaws, right? So we're
Yeah.
focusing on the town plan now.
Well, that's the town plan, is we have to put something, well, it's to back up the, I mean, the bylaws are just there to support the town plan. So that's what the NGDA does too. They update our.
But we wouldn't put in something regulatory to the town plan that has to do with boathouses, would we? I don't think so.
No.
Town has no authority to control that.
No, but I want to go over this because the thing that's happening is that, like, the Home Act, part of 181, like with accessory dwellings, they changed their law. So we have to change our bylaws.
But they still have to adhere to the Shoreland Protection Act, which is the jurisdiction of the state.
What's that? The accessory dwelling?
The accessory dwelling, the Home Act,
Then.
cannot trump the Shoreland Protection Act.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this whole deal. It's like what they changed with the accessory dwelling unit was that it was always 30% of the primary housing was the maximum you could do it. And it had to, then they had wording in there how, it had to be.
Don't you have to have town water and sewer in order to allow for that?
You, no, you can make like a, you want to put an apartment above your garage like McDonald's did last year. I mean, not, no, like Handy did, but McDonald's the case where we had to change our bylaw because the state changed their law. In other words, it was 30% of the main building, of the primary building on the property.
But they wouldn't have been able to do that if it was a boathouse, so.
Oh no, I'm not talking about boathouses
Oh,
anymore.
okay, well, I thought you were.
This, yeah, no, this is the other another thing that we have changed. It's because they changed their laws where it's 30% or 900 square feet. So you can have a 100 square foot camp on it and build a 900 square foot accessory dwelling on the property. That's basically, and that's the housing standard.
So we have to change the zoning bylaw to conform with that
Right,
Home
right,
Act, is what you're saying,
right,
right?
right.
Okay.
So that's what I'm talking about, how we have to consider these things when we're doing the, how is this going to change, that these acts going to change our bylaws too? You know, it's gonna, because they're, and should we change, you know, do we have to change any setbacks or anything like that? Because they're going to require more footage between the buildings.
Can't you just say to be in conformance with all state regulations?
Yeah,
Or...
yeah. Well, that's in there,
Yeah.
you know. But we have to change ours because
It states
we
differently.
state differently.
Okay.
Saying that's what I'm saying about boathouses too. What we have in our thing is these new acts are changing the rules for housing. So
But it isn't addressed in the town plan so much.
no, it was not the town plan. But the NBDA usually goes through this with us when they do the town plan. They go through our bylaws too. So, you know, when you rewrite the town plan, we often do bylaws. And I think we can do them all at
But I
once
think
rather than
you,
have to do each one.
right, because you want the town plan to inform the bylaws, not vice versa.
Right.
The bylaws can't inform your town
Oh,
plan, though, because the town
no.
plan's got to be your vision and your goals and your objectives
Right, in the
and
bylaws are
strategy.
there to,
But you want your bylaws to be reflective of the town plan.
or you want them just to protect the town plan. In other words, you know, we
Well, they
say we don't
can't,
want this,
yeah.
we don't want that,
It
and then, you know, you can't
can't
go
be
through.
counter to what the
Right,
town plan
right,
says.
right.
Yeah.
All right, and we're gonna have to look at those too, but that can be at the end once we get all the information. Okay, now the next thing is Planning Commission's role in development. This is what you were starting to talk about too. You know, it's like we have to kind of anticipate what the development's going to be and how. I mean, I think a good example is the South End. It was like so many people were against that, but that area became so popular and so used that we had to do something. You know,
Yes, we
it's
are
like,
overwhelmed.
it's not, you can't, the status quo is tough because, and I think, I know it looks more commercial now, but it's working. I mean, South Beach, you drive down the street, it's not crowded with kids running out on the road with their bikes or whatever, or their boats or their rubber tubes or something. And it gets pretty crowded at times. So, which is another thing. With the other one, it was one of the things that we're supposed to do is, yeah. It says that the we should encourage the docking of boats at South Beach. It's one of our duties.
Well, that's state.
Yeah, that's state jurisdiction.
Yeah,
But
we're supposed to work with them on that.
yeah,
There's a bunch of things that it's the all the things we're supposed to keep our eye on. That's another thing that
I have a lot of boats there.
I know.
What can we do?
Yeah, do we have any state land at all?
No.
Nothing.
Anybody wants to put a boat in anywhere in front of my place, they can moor it.
How far away from the shoreline?
Well, I don't know. I
There's
don't know what
no,
it says.
huh? And how do they get out
Nav
there?
navigable waters is what the kind of the
Navigable
general,
waters,
that's
yeah.
what they say is navigable waters. So there's actually a big court case about this on Lake Champlain, and one of the resorts out there, Marble Island, has one of these great big docks that goes way out into the Colchester Mallards Bay.
Yeah.
And so a group of people from the law school camped out on the dock. And of course the police came along to arrest them, and they couldn't because it's public trust domain is what it
Yeah,
is.
the public trust, that's the
So
thing.
you can be 2 feet off my shoreline
Yeah.
and be fine because you're
I
in
don't think I'd like
you're yeah. And
that.
but we've
Okay.
encountered that before.
Yeah,
We've had
we've
people
had a couple of pontoon boats this year coming in real close and staying there for hours.
Same. We have one pontoon boat that comes back regularly, and they just camp right out in front of our place, and they began out all the floaties and everything, and
Yeah,
they stay there for hours.
same thing.
And yep.
They must know they can
Yeah.
get away with it.
Yeah. Well, the thing with the, you know, the public domain thing that, you know, is that there are the rules or things like they can't block any waterways that people use and permanently. They can park the boat anywhere, but you
Right.
can't build a dock
With
on
a
it.
dock, yeah, you
Yeah.
can't block it with a dock.
Yeah, because that
Yep.
the public has a right to use. Have free access to everything.
Yep.
But I guess it doesn't say anything about parking a boat there.
It's all state jurisdiction. It's all public trust domain.
Yeah.
Yep.
As far as I know, yeah, anything moor a boat anywhere
Yep. Yep.
out on the water.
Drop anchor, you
Drop anchor, leave your boat there and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck on it being there.
Yeah, I know. I develop a hole in
Yeah, good luck on
the
yeah enforcing that. I mean, look at how many more boats are at the south end now.
I
A
know
lot
well,
more.
it's starting to look crowded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the very end of the town plan is all the I'll just give you some examples. It's like state land, scenic features, historic features, education, transportation, and it's energy. Support the efforts of the Westmore Energy Committee and its public outreach efforts for conservation and weatherization efforts. Pursue and publicize efficiency and fuel switching incentives as appropriate. Explore fuel switching options with the town clerk's office, such as pellet stove or heat pump. Work with the zoning administrator to ensure all zoning permit applicants have a copy of Vermont residential buildings energy standards. Consider adopting stretch energy codes. An energy audit for the Westmore Town's purpose was completed in 2011. Energy audits should be completed on public. We have all these things that, you know, a list of things that the Planning Commission is supposed to be doing. And I mean, a lot of them are, you know, say state lands. Remain involved with writing long-term management plans for the state lands. Encourage frequent contact with the state officials to make our interests known. Encourage the state officials to come to town and meet with local residents. Work with the state to come up with solution to the mooring problem in the south end of Willoughby. That was you know,
Where'd that come from?
that's our town plan, our present town
Oh, it
plans.
is, huh?
Yeah.
It says that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And but there's pages of them. And it's like probably impossible to do, you know. I
Yeah.
mean, if you did all this stuff, you'd have to be have meetings 5 days a week, you know.
Well, what you could do about that, boring, but
But that's another thing I thought, well, if you work with other groups, you know, then can is there somebody who's working on mooring in the South Beach, you know, they're to say, well, keep the Planning Commission involved.
well, the White Cats, well, they probably have some interaction with those
White Cats,
folks
mostly,
down
yeah.
there, I would imagine.
Are they, would they be for it or against it? Would it be good for their business or not?
They probably like it.
Yeah.
I think they do, yeah.
Well, campers have boats and
yeah,
well, I
put it
think,
out there.
and maybe it's worth, you know, and here again, it would be a strategy in the town plan, but the long range management planning process for state lands comes up also in cycles.
And so I don't know when the last time was the long range management plan for the Willoughby State Forest was.
No, that's one of the best. We are in there to keep up with the, and they are
That's
heading
why
towards the
I'm
state.
that's
I think it's Forest Parks and
so that's why
Recreation.
I'm saying the town plan could point to the next when's the next cycle of that update process. And the town should make a point of, getting involved in that.
Getting some kind of feedback anyway.
Yeah. I mean, some towns have paid planner on staff, but those are really the
Yeah,
the
not us.
bigger towns, so
Yeah. We work cheap.
Are you paid? Huh? Are you paid?
I got twice as much this year as I got last year. Yeah.
So it's good to get those steady increases.
Yeah, 2 times 0. Okay, so let's we kind of did our hazard mitigation update already, all business. So I think our next step is like I kind of wanted to do just this to get, the ball rolling and to talk about it. And I think I'm going to get in touch with Allison and see what her next step is. But I'll write up something we can get to the Westmore Association and just say we're writing a new plan.
Get them involved.
Get them involved. And
Involved.
we want you to be involved because, there's going to be a lot of changes. There are a lot of changes.
Yeah.
And then we can talk about a meeting. And it's, I'll try to, when I put that down, I'll try to get, these are the areas that we think you could help. And do you want to dedicate a couple of people or a group or just
Talk about
what your ideas are? Yeah.
it.
Okay.
Was curious about Allison and NBDA because from meeting, I came in with feeling that our revision is dependent somewhat on their revision, which isn't done.
We talked about that.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
that's a
what?
problem.
So I was just wondering, talking to her, find out how she was stressing the urgency of this group working on our revision, but at the same time, they're not done with their revision, and that's going to really inform ours,
I sort of recall that she said that they were going to have a draft out this fall.
I thought so.
So that there's they were like, ahead of us slightly, but that's where I guess we can look at that and when we
But
are
it'd be great
doing
to have a better timeline from her so you can know where your work's going to fall into next. I don't think theirs gets approved till the spring, but I think they're going to
Well,
have a draft by the
see,
fall.
they are under different management now because this Land Use Review Board, the LURB, is in charge of, they can't just submit their plan. They have to go through the review board. And that's what's delaying it, where they're not going to have it ready, because they can't just write it and say, okay, this is our plan for the region. Now it has to be done by the, there's a
But
five
this
person.
land use review board is like the Uber Act 250. So instead of having like the whatever, they had five different district commissions that all operated sort of independently or not independently, but around the state with the same set of rules. But this is going to like be like the kind of the umbrella like review board for all like Act 250 stuff, right?
And
Yeah.
I think they have like five members and there's each one is a certain
I don't recall.
specialist.
Yeah, and I don't know that they had a role in approving the regional plan. I thought that was something that you'd
They
get
have
approved.
they're doing the regional plan though.
Well, NVDA is, but I think that when you go through the regional plan update, I thought that you have to have all the member towns like vote on the approval of
She
the
said something
regional
about
plan.
that, didn't she?
I think she did. I think that's how it is written in statute right now. It's chapter 24. It's title 24, chapter 117. I think
Well,
is where
maybe
it
it's that the maps have to go through the land use review
no, that
board,
would make sense.
and
Yeah.
they can't have
The
their,
future land use maps.
they
Yeah.
can't do their update till that gets okay.
It's like a lot of steps. One thing depending on the other.
All right, well, I got a lot of answers I needed, so I'll get that out to you. Put it in.
I'll find out from the meeting next. It's been on the.
Well,
Yeah.
you see those people every
I see a lot
week,
of
so can start spreading the word a little bit
them.
more.
And there's a lot of cross-pollination between that
There
group
is.
and the Westmore Association
Oh,
too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same people do everything, you know
It's
that. The
mm-hmm.
farmers market, and
Right?
it's all same people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But too bad Vicky Patton's out of town. That's all I have to say.
Yeah,
She's traveling so.
she does.
she's
She's
got
up
her
there.
hands full.
She's amazing. She just takes over lots of things. Yep.
Okay, anyone want to move that we adjourn the
Take
meeting?
back the hand with those.
Do
Yes,
we?
thank you. It's like
Oh,
how you
do we
adjourn.
have? Did we have
Oh,
minutes
you
to
get it.
approve?
Nope, that took the minutes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Please.
That's that agenda.
Me too. I was ready to pack up and go with the dog.
Did you, everybody, that
Yeah.
you moved your stuff about?
Yep.
Now the,
Stop a second.
okay, all in favor? All right.
Aye.
All right. Now that's, the minutes. I like Dan did something nice with minutes. You put all the, if
That's
you
because I
keep it
put.
up, you keep it online, you go on, open it up online, then you can just click on all the, websites for all the stuff.
Yeah.
You get right up to the
Just,
thing, so
I
that
spent a
would be
lot
helpful.
of time trying to figure my. See, that's what happens when you wait a few weeks before you write your notes. So I kept going back to say, what's this? And so I thought, well, I may as well put the links in because it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's good to have those.
Now we'll go to a journey.
Okay,
I'll
thanks.
second.
All in favor?
Aye. Yeah.
7:25. Oh, good. Lots of life time left to take the dogs out.
Yeah.
My life depends on taking the dogs out, sitting on the porch, having a glass of.